Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, August 28th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of government and politics news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup. Republicans, locals praise Trump move to stop OC Wind. Federal judge dismisses justice debt suit against Maryland judges. Student assessments see slight improvement in reading math. Republicans and local representatives in Maryland are praising President Donald Trump's decision to stop the offshore wind project in Ocean City, with Mayor Rick Meehan calling it a positive development. Meanwhile, a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by the Justice Department against all 15 federal district judges in Maryland. The latest Maryland Comprehensive Assessment Program test results show slight improvements in reading and math proficiency among elementary and middle school students, although significant disparities persist. Governor Wes Moore is using his recent feud with President Trump to fundraise, highlighting both political opportunities and potential perils for the state. In Baltimore County, residents are voicing their opinions on council redistricting maps, while the council debates allowing the Inspector General to investigate the school system. Democrat Jessica Riley Hammond is the first to file for candidacy in the Harford County Council race. Eaton Fire lawyers at the Wagner Law Group announce insurance bad faith hotline at 833-200-7111. Eaton Fire lawyers at the Wagner Law Group have been advocating for wildfire victims and are now offering an insurance bad faith hotline at 833-200-7111. Local legislators are pushing for reforms due to State Farm and other insurers causing harm by delaying legitimate claims. The Wagner Law Group supports efforts to crack down on insurer misconduct and halt rate increases. They are also supportive of Pasadena City Council's decision to waive fees for rebuilding. Victims of the Eaton Fire and other wildfires can call the hotline for legal advice. In addition to wildfire cases, the Wagner Law Group is known for representing prison sex abuse victims and handling personal injury and employment matters, resulting in significant compensation for clients.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.